Reliable statistics on guns and gun violence are hard to come by in the U.S., but here's a few for context. Gun manufacturers in this country make around 10 million firearms every year, according to the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and all but a few hundred thousand stay in the U.S., plus we import a few million. A majority are handguns, and Californians, like the rest of the nation, have been buying more of those in the past few years. UC Irvine criminal justice professor George Tita has been studying street and gun violence for decades. The constant flow of new weapons exasperates him.
There were almost 500,000 handguns legally purchased in the state of California last year and 500,000 the year before. So it is a little bit frustrating. But that doesn't mean that we just turn a blind eye and don't try to do things.
Trouble is, what exactly? There's a new push to ban possession of gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. California already bans their purchase or import, but many are grandfathered in. That would change if a package of new firearms restrictions, in a statewide initiative championed by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, becomes law. San Francisco, Sunnyvale, Oakland, and Los Angeles have already made that change locally. LA's took effect late last year. Tita says LAPD has yet to confiscate a single magazine that holds 11 or more bullets under the ordinance. The department did not answer questions about seizures under the ordinance.
They're not going to come into your house and take away your high-capacity magazine. You would probably have to get caught with it in order to be prosecuted for having it.
That doesn't happen much either. The harshest penalties a city's ordinance can carry is a misdemeanor. Charges that typically pale in comparison to the felonies prosecutors can charge if someone is caught with an illegal magazine while committing another crime. But it could still be useful for prosecutors.
The fact that it's a misdemeanor doesn't make it something that doesn't have a consequence.
Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley says she supports Oakland's recently enacted ban on 11-plus round magazines.
The misdemeanor does allow us to take the guns away. It allows us to destroy guns, or in this case, magazines. We have a great capacity to stop someone from going further. And if they do go further, then we have the misdemeanor conviction to be more effective in prosecuting them the next time.
The statewide voter initiative would replicate the city's magazine bans. Allison Anderman is an attorney with the San Francisco-based Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She says cities are leading the way to more statewide firearms restrictions.
Cities are stepping up and saying, we do not want these high-capacity ammunition magazines in circulation, and it's time to enact this law at the statewide level.
If voters agree, it probably won't be the final word. Ordinances in San Francisco, Sunnyvale, and Los Angeles have all faced legal challenges that are still playing out through state and federal courts. And California's branch of the NRA has threatened litigation against Oakland. A statewide ban would likely face a similar, well-funded legal fight. In San Francisco, I'm Alex Emsley.